After about, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes, the car stopped. He pulled me out of the car, took me around to the back of it, and at that point the driver was suddenly standing there pointing a pistol, which I remember for some reason it really struck me as being a big pistol, but also very silver, very bright coloured. It wasn't a black gun, it was a silver thing. And he was pointing at me, and I thought, that's it. Quite a calm way. I thought, this is it, it's the end of my life. But it wasn't, of course. He actually opened the boot of the car, and the other gunman just rolled me into it. And they closed the lid, and we raced off again. I emerged, they pulled me out of the boot some time later, and I found myself in a massive space. Well, as big as this, I'd say, as big as this hall, a dark room, very gloomy, and from the gloom, a man emerged. Nobody said anything. This man walked up to me very rapidly, and as he got to me, he pulled up a piece of cloth, which he tied then tightly around my face, blindfolding me. And that was the last time I saw any of these people. I never saw them again. I was always blindfolded in their presence, in the cells, and on the journeys that they took me on over the next few years. For the next 5 years, I was only to see, be able to look into five faces of five other human beings openly. And they were the hostages I shared cells with, Brian Keenan and Terry Waite, and three American guys. I was taken in that place underground. It turned out there was an underground prison, and I was kept there in solitary confinement for 3 or 4 months. It was a terrifying experience, very frightening, incredibly uncomfortable, a filthy place, deep underground, very unhygienic, very unhealthy, and very frightening. I didn't know who these people were. I was completely out of my depth. And my naivety hit home. Who are these people? Are they Palestinians? Are they Lebanese? Who could they be? I didn't know. I didn't know who they were. I didn't know why I could be let go. Utterly out of my depth and knowing nothing, frightened, wishing I could be at home with my mum all the time, of course.